This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, this is ridiculous. Did you see this headline? Nearly half of U.S. adults have cardiovascular disease. Nearly half. What the hell are we doing? Now, here's the thing. Okay, us medical folk, us medical peeps, okay, our crew, when we see a headline like this, we're like, all right, everybody calm down, calm down. Cardiovascular disease could be anywhere from being ready to have the widowmaker, right? Big, nasty myocardial infarction blockage in the LAD that's going to just drop you, God forbid, all the way as mild as you got some clogging of your arteries, a little bit of arteriosclerosis. So, I probably venture to say that the majority of adults have some sort of cardiovascular disease. But I'm not going to write that in my article today because I don't want to freak everybody out. You know, gosh, everybody gets their panties all up in a bunch. Like, oh my gosh, you know, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. I mean, you know, it happens. We just want to die happy. We want to die. Well, I don't know if you want to die rich. Everybody goes, well, I want to die wealthy. Yeah, I get that. You don't want to die poor because, you know, you want to be like, you know, buried and, you know, have a big party. I want, God forbid it happens to me, I want like a huge party. You know, I don't want anybody crying at my, well, you know what? Except the people who wronged me, I would love for them to, you know, be like, oh my gosh, you know, my life is ruined because Dolly is gone. Okay, for them, yeah, I think I want them crying. But for everybody else, I want them having a party saying, you know, let's drink to Dahlia. And, you know, but like, well, that's probably why she's not here anymore. Anyway, no. But, you know, I just want it to be more of, you know, like a celebration of life, celebrating somebody's life. I love it when funerals are like that. But I get it. You know, I've been to I've been to plenty of funerals. It's rough. It's rough. So, when it comes to cardiovascular disease, that is probably the most common cause. It is the most common cause for us to meet our maker. And so when they kind of tell us that a bunch of us are doing wrong, okay, and that we have some type of cardiovascular disease, which is the number one killer, it's supposed to kind of tell us to get our poops together, all right? Get our poop together, okay? So they say after decades of declines, death from cardiovascular disease is now on the rise again. 840,000 deaths were recorded in 2016. That's up from 836,000 in 2015. That's according to the association's annual report, Heart and Stroke Statistics. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, isn't there supposed to be National Heart Month coming up and then everybody's going to get better and educated? Yeah. Listen. These heart or these health month and health awareness months are fantastic. You know, I helped create National Blood Donation Week to help raise awareness for blood, working with American Red Cross and Vitalant, United Blood Services. These awareness weeks are fantastic, but be prepared that for the next month, it is going to be about the heart all the time. We are going to just day after day after day have stories or the latest on heart and heart disease. And I don't know if, you know, these articles wait on purpose, like Circulation just published it today. You know, here we are right before, you know, big heart awareness month. But I don't mind that. I don't mind if there's a little marketing involved, or I don't mind if there's a little bit of, you know, PR and strategy, because honestly, when a heart attack hits you, you may never have a chance to get your poop together. My father, you know, he wasn't sick until the day he died. And he had heart issues. Who knew? He wouldn't get checked. Stubborn. Boy, he was stubborn. I don't want to go to the doctor. Leave me alone. But daddy, you gotta go to the doctor. Oh, leave me alone. You girl, you're so stupid. Leave me alone. Yeah, but daddy, you know, if your cholesterol's high, you need Lipitor. I don't want the Lipitor. Leave me alone. That was my dad. I had to leave me alone. He wouldn't say leave me alone. Leave me alone. Ah, don't leave me alone, but, you know, I don't want you alone in a graveyard. And now he is. It's a shame. I miss my daddy. But he was stubborn. He wouldn't have taken the medication. So, they say the 48% prevalence of cardiovascular disease, which is nearly 121.5 million adults, is an uptick. Now, why? Well, maybe because the high blood pressure guidelines were updated. So now we've lowered the bar to where somebody is considered to have high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, that's a risk for cardiovascular disease. They say excluding high blood pressure, the prevalence of cardiovascular disease among U.S. adults is 9% overall, which did decline from 2015. So heart disease is the number one cause of death. What puts you at risk for heart disease? And we're going to be talking about this a lot. Well, if you have high blood pressure, that's bad. It's if you have diabetes, bad. High cholesterol, bad. If you smoke, bad. If you're obese, bad. If you aren't very active, bad. If you have a personal history of heart disease where you had a previous heart attack, you're probably at risk for another one. If there's a family history of heart disease, another one. If you're a male over 40 or 45, they're starting to change that to 45. And if you're a female over 55 or postmenopausal, and then stress. All right. So let's take a look at our risk factors. Okay. So how many of you are a male over 45? Okay. Ding. Okay. There's one. Now, I'm not a female over 55, but I am starting to hit the menopause stuff, so I could be at risk. Anybody have heart attack in the family? Especially first-degree relative, like a parent? Yep, that's me. Any of you guys have high blood pressure? If you do, all right, cholesterol, diabetes. Do any of you smoke? Look at how the risk factors could be adding up. So in my practice, I would tell patients, if you have at least one cardiac risk factor, I want to get an EKG. I want to check your liver, cholesterol, sugar, blood sugar, high blood pressure. The guidelines don't recommend EKGs on a regular basis, but if I think you have at least one of those risk factors, you're getting one. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So here's the latest on e-cigs. Oh, you guys are not going to like this one. I know a lot of you vape. I get it. I get it. Latest study is saying, well, let me stretch for this one. Vaping raises risk of stroke, heart disease, and heart attacks by up to 70%. And there is a growing body of research saying, do not call e-cigs safe. Now, some of you are probably sitting there going, well, Dr. Dahlia, what the hell am I supposed to do? You're telling me not to smoke. I finally found a way to get off smoking. Let me be. All right. Well, and, you know, we've talked about, you know, how you should be. And me letting you be. I can't let you be. Because if you are using a tool to get off smoking, we don't want you to use that tool as a crutch or start a new vice. We want you to use that tool to, like, get off the sinking ship. We don't want you to go to another sinking ship. See what I mean? This is a great analogy. I really suck at analogies, but get this, okay? You're on a ship, you're a smoker, okay? It's bad for your health, it's a sinking ship. So you decide to get off the boat. And so I want you to have a dinghy, okay? I don't mind if you vape as a dinghy that gets you to a nice, strong, healthy, smokeless, free ship. But if you go to another ship with holes in it and issues, then we really did nothing except just kick the can down the road. Okay? Is that a good analogy? I know. I'm really bad analogies. It's a good analogy, though. So, they say 1 in 20 adults use e-cigs. And they clock in 11% of high school students. I think there's more high school students. It's ridiculous. So, this isn't the first time that we found that vaping increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, or heart disease. This isn't the first time. Now, why? What is the big deal if it's not tobacco? Well, sometimes tobacco isn't, you know, the only bad guy out there. Or I don't want to say bad guy. That's not politically correct. Bad thing. There's bad girls out there, too. Yeah, I should know. I'm joking. I's a good girl. All right. So the latest study was conducted by the American Heart Association. Woo! They are going to be busy this month. Man. And they found that heart attacks are nearly 60% more common than vapers, who are at a 71% higher risk of stroke. When e-cigs started appearing on the shelves of smoke shops, they said in convenience stores, this is reported by Daily Mail, they were often advertised as a cessation aid for smokers. But now, it's really a free-for-all. One, you have a group of individuals that are really using vaping to get off smoking, and I'm proud of you guys, and hopefully you could do that. Two, you have a group of individuals who go, you know, I really never smoked, but boy, these really give me a little bit of a kick, and I'm awake, and I don't want to eat all the time, so it's something I could do, put in my mouth. I think I like it, and I'm afraid to vape just once. I'm afraid because I'm afraid I'm going to like it. These look very enticing. You know, remember, you know, we pat ourselves on the back getting people to quit smoking. But meanwhile, we have this big, huge obesity epidemic. And I say this all the time. What do you think spurned the obesity epidemic? Could have been fast food. But people ate like crap, you know, in the 70s and the 80s also. Could be that we're less active. We're Ubering everywhere. Yeah, it could be. But a big thing that I'm noticing is when people get hungry, they don't go outside and take a drag to stop their appetite, which is how women kept themselves slim the whole time. They get a little hungry, so they quickly take a cigarette. Well, I don't smoke. So when I get hungry, I eat. And then when I get hungry a couple hours later, I eat. When I crave something, I eat. I eat. I like to eat. Okay? That's a problem. The American Heart Association study found that people who vape are twice as likely to also smoke regular cigarettes than those who don't vape. So we have a growing population of kids who would have never touched a cigarette. Now they vape and they go, oh, I could go and smoke. I mean, I'm already putting something in my mouth. Why not? If it's going to be more difficult to get vaping and cartridges or even more expensive, then, you know, it may be easier for people to get cigarettes. I want to look this up. Hold on a second. Okay, unless any of you guys know, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, what is more expensive, a vaping cartridge or a pack of cigarettes? Hold on. Sorry, I got to look this up. Well, I don't know. I don't buy this stuff. The Dr. Dolly Show news team isn't here. Okay, so a vaping cartridge, vape pen refills. I'm looking right now under shopping. I guess 14, oh, that's eBay. One cartridge could be $30. Is it really that much? I'm seeing $20. There's a bulk of 10 cartridges. Huh. Oh, there's an automatic vape cartridge filling machine filler, viscous oil liquid dispenser. That's $9,000 on eBay. Now, that doesn't make any sense. All right, let me look this up. Because what's a pack of cigarettes now? Okay, hold on. E-cig vape cost. All right, vapor and e-cig. Oh, they don't even show us. Maybe they're not supposed to be. Oh, there is a vape pen starter kit. You know what I'm wondering? I'm thinking vaping may still be expensive. It'll still be more expensive than. Yeah, well, wait a second. What point do I want to make? Whatever point I'm trying to make, that's what I'll say. Yeah. Pack of cigarettes. You know what? A pack of cigarettes may be more money. Plus the lighter. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, some people who can't get the vaping, who can't get what they want to use, may then go to cigarettes if that's easier. And that's my guess. What's going to happen is the government is going to be so busy chasing after all the vaping convenience stores and advertisings and all that, you know, smoking is just going to kind of, you know, yeah. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so over 400,000 people, the American Heart Association found that nearly 67,000 respondents who had vaped had a 71% higher risk of stroke. So let's talk stroke. There's two types of strokes. One is where you have a clot to the brain. That's the more common type of stroke. And with that type of stroke, that could be something that affects us a lot more than we think it does, because you could be having mini strokes. You know, grandma, grandpa may start going deaf, or they may not remember stuff. Well, don't just say they're demented and go, all right, it's Alzheimer's. Maybe it's because they've had mini strokes. Mini strokes is where poor blood flow goes to part of the brain. So lack of blood flow to the brain then inhibits that brain getting oxygenated blood. Another type of stroke is then the hemorrhagic stroke. And the hemorrhagic stroke is where you have a bleed. That's what FDR had, where a vessel bursts or is loose or whatever. And then what happens is you have a bleed to the brain. And if you bleed to the brain, you're not really getting good blood flow to the brain. So with strokes, I get very, very scared, because if somebody says, well, I'm numb on one side, or I'm a little weak, those could be signs of stroke. Also, losing your ability to speak, garbled speech, face drooping. That's another warning sign of stroke. Having speech difficulty, arm weakness, leg weakness. So for stroke, we use FAST. Facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and then for T, it means time to call 911. And so when it comes to strokes, we just don't want to mess around. Now, why would e-cigs do it? What's the big deal? Well, we don't know what's in these vaping liquids. We think we know. We've got some flavorings, some yummy flavorings. We got nicotine. We got some water. Maybe there's a little bit of what, glycolic something. Some glycosylated something. So we go, all right, you know, it sounds good to me. But what they don't understand is when these have to heat up to become combustible, to become a vape, you get chemical denaturing. And we're being told that formaldehyde is made. We're being told that there's things like toluene, benzene. These are chemicals that have been known to cause cancer in animals. We've been told that the metal element is dripping metal toxins into the vaping. So the moral of this is, it's bad. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You mean may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're building the wall right now. It's going up fairly rapidly. We're renovating tremendous amounts of wall, which is good stuff that's in very bad shape with massive holes in it and fencing coming down. It's being beautifully renovated. In some cases, we have to replace it. We renovate some, we replace some, we build some new. But the wall is going up right now in all different forms.
President Trump at the White House regarding wall funding. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill as well, Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, was giving her weekly press conference where she talks about wall funding being included in that package that the Democrats and Republicans are working together on.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
The extreme cold temperatures across the Midwest are now responsible for at least 10 people dying. Forecasters are saying temperatures should start to moderate by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to you all for listening. We really do appreciate it. Many of you have questions and comments. You send them to me on Facebook. I even get them on Instagram. You can email us at drdahlia.com. Brian wants to know, do statins cause diabetes? Great question. We've covered this on our show before. So statin medications are medications that we use to lower cholesterol. And I've been very honest and open about how much I love that class of medications. I think that class of medications has been a lifesaver for so many of you all. I mean, that's why we started to have a drop in heart attacks and strokes, because these cholesterol-lowering medications, HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, are phenomenal. And basically, our livers make cholesterol. We need cholesterol. And the LDL transports this cholesterol right to the body. If you have too much of it, it starts to just deposit in areas, which is bad. Your HDL, the good cholesterol, is what is kind of the sanitation department. They come and they pick up the cholesterol that hopefully isn't needed. So you want to have more good cholesterol than bad. You don't. We'll always have more bad cholesterol, right? Because the body needs cholesterol all the time. Your, you know, pickup crew, the cleaning crew, is never as large as the, you know, production crew. So the statin medications help prevent us from making cholesterol, and they do phenomenally. The problem is in recent years, there's been discussions that these statin medications can put you at risk for diabetes. And there's been some compelling arguments. But here's my issue with this, okay? And I apologize if some of you have heard this before. Remember, we got a lot of new listeners, right? We're welcoming WWNN from Fort Lauderdale, and we have tons of affiliates out there, so we have some new listeners coming on. But any time I have had to diagnose somebody with diabetes, and I get their old records from their previous doctor, and I look at their labs, because I watch. I go, you know, was your sugar high 5 years ago, 10 years ago? They 9 times out of 10 have high cholesterol, whether they treated it or not. So I'll have somebody in the year, 2016? I'll look back at the records from 2004, 2012. Yeah, they have high cholesterol. Now, I'm not saying everybody who's diabetic starts with high cholesterol, but it makes you wonder that if you have high cholesterol, is it going to be just a matter of time for you to become diabetic? Now, when I was in medical school, that's exactly what they said. They said that if you have high cholesterol, always watch the blood sugar, because there's a more often than not chance you're going to turn diabetic. So that was even before we started somebody on cholesterol medication. So the problem I have is when somebody says, I took the Lipitor or the Crestor, you know, or the Simvastatin, and now I have diabetes, and I want to sue somebody, I say, well, wait a second, you are going to probably get diabetes anyway. The mechanism in play for you to not metabolize your cholesterol is possibly a very similar genetic tendency to then not metabolize your sugar. They don't always go hand in hand, but they could. And so I get worried that people want to avoid statin medications because they don't want to get diabetes, but they may get diabetes anyway. And I bring up my father a lot because he died of a heart attack. He refused cholesterol medication. He refused it. And so he ended up turning diabetic anyway. He had high cholesterol for a while, didn't want to take medication. Then he got diabetes, and then he ended up dying of a heart attack. And he really wasn't a bad eater. He was very active. He would fix people's appliances. He was always going up and down stairs into apartments and bending and moving. So he had an active life. He would run around, you know, chasing us with a belt. So he was active. And he always ate his vegetables. Yeah, he liked red meat, but he really wasn't into sugar. Maybe every now and then I'd see him, you know, have a Pepsi, but my father wasn't a sugar person. So he had the high cholesterol. He became diabetic anyway without the cholesterol medication. So if he did take the cholesterol medication, would somebody blame the cholesterol medication for his diabetes? So I guess my issue with this is there's a good chance you're becoming diabetic anyway. Now, what if I'm wrong? What if everything I've seen in patients is wrong? and it was some freak of nature that a high cholesterol patient got diabetes, and this class of medications is actually turning you into a diabetic. That's some serious stuff, which is why we need researchers to get their acts together, and they need to be very careful when they publish these studies. If they say you have 50 people who had high cholesterol, they took medications for the high cholesterol, and within 10 years they developed diabetes, they better say something to the effect of, well, they were also at risk of diabetes because they were obese, they had poor diets, and there was genetics. There was diabetes in the family. If that 60-year-old male had a mom who was diabetic and a father who was diabetic that never took high cholesterol medication, and you have somebody who took a statin cholesterol medication, became diabetic, can you really blame the statin? So I don't want to be a jerk, you know, and you know, defend pharmaceutical companies because people get, you know, mad when I do. But if you guys decide not to go on a statin medication for a possible misbelief that it's going to give you a new disease, that's some horrible stuff right there. Because I don't want you to end up, you know, being at risk for a heart attack. I swear my father would be alive today if he took that statin medication. He did it and still got diabetes. And that's not why he didn't take the medication. He just was anti-medication. Only recently people are going, oh, maybe there's a link. People with high cholesterol or certain lipid issues or metabolic syndromes or syndrome X's, they're going to be more prone to diabetes. Now, that being said, I would not be surprised that there's a subset of people who, if they take a medication, their pancreas may be affected, or the ability for their insulin to do what it needs to do could get affected. Okay, maybe on some micro level, a statin medication could affect the insulin sensitivity, make it a little bit more resistant. Maybe. I'm not convinced, though. So every time you guys see an article that these people on statin medications later became diabetic, just somebody asked, were their parents diabetic? What was their diet like? Were they destined to be diabetic anyway? Now, for you or I, we have to make a decision, and we don't have time to wait. Are we taking medications that could be hurting us? Some people believe so. Some people think we take too many medications. For me, I don't like to take medications. I really don't. But even birth control, I just found that unnatural. I'm like, I know I have to, you know, because I'm a doctor, and, you know, our family is already, you know, two kids, and I get that. But I just found it unnatural to take a pill to mess up something that your body naturally does. But if your body is doing something wrong, if your body is doing something bad or something that could kill you, like high cholesterol, that's when medications intervene. You don't have to live till you're 60, 70, 80, 90. If you have high cholesterol or diabetes, you are free to die if you want in your 40s, which is how long we used to live. But the average person's like, nah, I want to live a little longer. Then that's what the medications help us do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, all right, what's the latest on Ebola? All right, well, let me tell you. Apparently, I think the death toll is over 700 now. They're saying health workers in South Sudan are being vaccinated against Ebola amid fears that the virus is spreading from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Frontline responders in high-risk areas of South Sudan, including the capital Juba, started receiving the vaccine yesterday. Merck is the pharma giant behind the vaccine. It delivered 2,100 doses so far. The countries neighboring the DRC have yet been affected by the ongoing outbreak, which I guess has killed hundreds. I believe seven something. As of last Sunday, there were 682 confirmed Ebola cases and 54 probable incidences across the DRC. They say some 459 people have died from the virus. Oh, there we go, 459. Okay, now good. Hey, I'm glad that's lower than the 700, but 405 fatalities are confirmed. So, there is a problem. They say World Health Organization is investing a huge amount of resources into preventing Ebola from spreading outside the DRC and helping governments ramp up their readiness to respond should any country have a positive case of Ebola. Yeah, it's going to be scarier. So vaccination began in Yambio, but health workers in Tombura, Yei, Namul, and Juba are going to get the vaccine. So the vaccine protects against the Zaire strain of the virus. And the Zaire strain is the one that was found, I believe, originally in the 70s in Zaire. Now, they also believe that the Zaire strain is behind the latest Congo's outbreak. Now, even though this is the 10th outbreak, this is the one that is cited as the second largest in history, even though the first one killed 11,000. So, the World Health Organization has deployed more than 30 staff to high-risk areas. There's not a lot of staff. There's not a lot of people that can leave their homes, leave their families, to go to an area, right, in which they could be, you know, at risk. And not only at risk from the virus, but at risk with the insurgents and the violence in the area. They say, although research is ongoing, the evidence so far suggests the Ebola vaccine is a highly effective tool to help stop epidemics and can be used to prevent this national outbreak from becoming a regional one. They say vaccinating frontline workers and health workers in South Sudan, right, will be crucial. An outbreak in South Sudan would be concerning. Yep. So you and I are like, okay, what's going on right now? Well, they've screened over a million people. We believe that we don't know how many people are truly affected because we don't think people are being very honest and open about being sick. And people want to be able to flee when they have to flee. So not a lot of people are going to raise their hand saying, hi, can I have some modern medicine to possibly evaluate me? And then they get, remember with, what was that, Monsters, Inc., right? We got $3.99, and it's like all the alarms go off, and then they have to decontaminate you and all that. That scares a lot of people in these countries, especially if they want to be able to flee if they're being attacked by some of the rebels. So you're not going to have a lot of people really, really open. So we'll keep you posted, but they have got to get this nipped in the bud. This is not good. With Ebola spreading, as each one spreads, it then hits. We've talked about epidemiology. You know, you guys really need to see the movie Outbreak, not the one with Brad Pitt, but the Outbreak movie that was done with Dustin Hoffman and Rene Russo and Cuba Gooding Jr. That movie was fantastic in that it showed that just losing that one person can then spread it to many. And that's kind of why it got so bad in Africa. Now, I've been asked, why didn't it spread in America? We had people with Ebola. Why didn't it spread in America? Well, there's a theory, and I don't like theories. I'm a doctor. I just like whatever's the nuts and bolts cases. So my answer to that is we nipped it in the bud. People in America are less huggy and kissy and touchy, and we use hand sanitizers, and, you know, we're careful, right? When that Thomas C. Duncan, however, ended up dying, I believe they had his family quarantined. That family was cleared. But after that, people had asked, well, why were they clear? If he possibly had sex with his girlfriend, if he was living with people, he went to the hospital, was sent back because they thought it was just, you know, stomach flu. Obviously, somebody helped clean up his vomit. How come they didn't get Ebola?
when he had it? Well, one theory is that certain people that were within our United States might have been infected. And the reason why that conspiracy theory is out there is when the patient did end up coming into the Texas hospital, the Dallas hospital, we were told that we were out of ZMAP. In the news, they said we were out. Well, how are we out if we didn't have any cases? I mean, he was the very first case on American soil. Then how did we run out? He was number one. Ground zero, number one. So thoughts are that, well, the medicine was stored and stockpiled for people in Congress, in government, or B, it was being used because there were others, and it was kept hush-hush. So I don't really like to on this show. I don't like to bring up conspiracies. There's tons of other shows out there that do that really, really well, and they're very, you know, interesting and entertaining shows, so I don't like to be a part of that. However, my problem is when the science doesn't add up. If the science doesn't add up, I can't sit here on air and pretend it does. So if Ebola is really that contagious, why did people that came back with it to the United States, you know, and then had to be found, why didn't they accidentally infect any others? Unless maybe they did and that was kept quiet. Or did they get a milder strain that wasn't as infectious? So, the science has to be there. The science has to match. And so, right, a lot of us, you know, we're kind of superstitious. We're like, well, Dr. Dahlia, let's just not talk about it. We just won't talk about it. If America didn't get hit with Ebola, despite all the travel and people coming through and people, you know, and it being, you know, gosh, remember when it was flu season? And we had to screen people for fever. Well, if the average person had, you know, flu-type symptoms, how do you know that wasn't Ebola? Well, usually, you know, in airports they say don't travel if you're sick, but, you know, people know how to hide it, you know. They're going to try not to cough. So, anyway, I don't want misconceptions being out there, but, you know, and again, we don't want to jinx anything. We're very, very lucky that America didn't get it. But we do have potential for any of these diseases. I mean, look at what happened with Zika. Zika scared the hell out of us. Zika was causing thousands of microcephaly babies in Brazil. Then we had the Olympics, and some American athletes are like, I don't know if I want to go down there. And the Zika was spread by mosquitoes. But it could also be spread by sexual contact. So if you were a male and you gave it to your female, she could have a baby that could have major deficits. And there were some cases of people getting Guillain-Barré, where their body decides to inflate the nerves induced by the virus. So men and women were both affected by this. America didn't get hit as hard as other countries. We were very lucky. So whatever we're doing, we need to keep it up. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.